Let us open in a word of prayer. Loving Heavenly Father, we praise Thee and thank Thee for yet another day of Sunday school. We pray for Thy loving kindness and goodness to us, for keeping us safe throughout the week. We praise Thee and thank Thee for Thy goodness and loving kindness in preserving us our life, good health and strength. We pray for forgiveness of our sins, especially this Sunday we are learning of jealousy. We pray for forgiveness for our own jealousy and those who are jealous of others, that we may learn and seek Thy forgiveness and repent of our sin of jealousy. We pray for the Holy Spirit, Lord, that they will be teaching us, that we will have teachable hearts, and not to only learn of jealousy, but also to apply it in our lives, that we will not be jealous of others, and if we are, come before You with humble spirit, seeking Thy forgiveness. We ask all this in Christ's precious name. Amen. Good morning. Today we are going to discuss Saul's jealousy of David. And I'd like you to watch this video. It's about animals. And you watch the behavior of animals and answer this question. What sort of behavior are the animals exhibiting? What sort of behavior are the animals exhibiting? You see that they are pets. And some of them exhibit certain kind of behavior. And I want you to pick up what is that behavior.
Jerk.
As we look right now at Route 6 at Dean Street right now, you're going to need your brakes for a little while, and that's because of the morning rush hour. So add a couple extra minutes to your morning commute at this time. Over on 95 and Surfers Avenue, those directions is wide open, so you won't be traveling any slower than the speed limit.
กอดกัน
You saw the video, so my question is, what sort of behavior are the animals exhibiting? Jealousy. Yes, animals are also jealous, just like human beings. Right? So, yes, it's a very common reaction among humans and also animals. So, and how do we know they're jealous? You look at the animal, they don't like owners to turn their attention elsewhere. Their attention must be themselves. If their attention or love is shown towards another animal or something else, they will be very angry, even showing hatred towards that the other object of love. And you saw there was a dog. He actually pulled another dog away from the owner, and he came on the owner for petting by the owner. He wants the owner to love him, not the other dog. And he did his actions, showed his action very clearly. So it is the same with us. Unfortunately, brothers and sisters in Christ, that we are also jealous and we also exhibit such behavior. Okay. So today we'll talk about jealousy, and the background is David defeated Goliath and the Philistines, last lesson. And David won many battles for Saul. Saul gave him a high rank in the army. So I'm going to use three Bible images to tell you the story, moving on what happened. And three Bible images is available from a website. You can also access it for your own reference and teaching, and they welcome it. Yeah. There's no breach of copyright. After David killed Goliath, he returned as a hero, and King Saul became very angry and jealous of him. Now you see David, jubilant and victorious, returning to the city. And there you see King Saul. He doesn't look very happy. And you see at the right side, all the people, you know, celebrating David's victory against Goliath and the Philistines. The people were very happy with David. Saul wasn't very happy with David, because he was jealous. Next day, as David was playing the lyre, Saul had a spear in his hand. He hurled it, saying, "I'll pin him to the wall." But David eluded him twice. So you know, David was King Saul's harpist, and he would play the harp when King Saul has a bad mood. The spirit of God has left him, and in place, an evil spirit has come upon King Saul, and oftentimes, King Saul would be very foul-tempered. And David has to play the harp to soothe his temper. But because of King Saul's jealousy, he threw the spear at David twice. But David escaped. Saul made David commander over 1,000 men. The Lord was with David, and he was victorious in battles, making him even more popular. So you see, David coming back from battle with the Philistines, always victorious, jubilant, and the people was very inspired by David. He was brave, he was always victorious, and the people, and he was very popular with the people. And King Saul was not happy. Yeah, he was again jealous. He saw the people celebrating when David come back. And let me read to you what was so stinging to King Saul. And this is found in 1 Samuel chapter 18, verse 7. "And it came to pass as they came, when David was returned from the slaughter of the Philistine, that the women came out of all cities of Israel, singing and dancing to meet King Saul, tabrets with joy and with instruments of music. And the women answered one another as they played and said, 'Saul have slain his thousands and David his 10,000s. And Saul was very wroth, and the saying displeased him. And he said, "They have ascribed unto David 10,000s, and to me they have ascribed but thousands. What can he have more than but the kingdom?" So, Saul was afraid. People liked David more than him. People said he slain 10,000, and Saul only 1,000. In the end, David is going to take over the kingdom from him. So Saul was very dissatisfied, very jealous. Now Saul's daughter Michal was in love with David, and when they told Saul about it, he was pleased. So you see David in the center, and Saul's daughter was attracted to David, yeah, being very brave and good warrior for the kingdom. The princess was very delighted with David, and Saul was happy to hear this. Why? Saul offered his daughter Michal in marriage to David if he killed 100 Philistines. So there you are, a scheme in the brewing. David did not think himself worthy to become the king's son-in-law, but took up the challenge. David was not killed by the Philistines, as Saul hoped, but returned in triumph and took Michal as his wife. Saul became afraid of David, as he knew the Lord was with him. So when Saul offered to marry his daughter Michal to David if he killed 100 Philistines, he has an agenda behind. He wanted David to die in the battlefield. Yeah? If you're going to kill 100 Philistines, you're likely to be killed yourself in the battlefield. That's what he hoped when he offered to marry the daughter if David kills 100 Philistines. It's going to be a very vicious battle if David has to kill 100 Philistines. Surely, he is not going to succeed, and David will perish in the battle. And that's what he wanted. Very cunning, King Saul. He didn't want to kill David himself, but he sent David to the front line to be killed. Of course, the sweetener was, if you succeed, my daughter is your wife. So what are the spiritual lessons we learn here? David won praises and Saul was jealous. David defeated Goliath and the Philistines. Israelites praised David. Saul was jealous and wanted to kill David. It's a very common story. Even today we have this kind of thing, you know, when someone is praised, others are jealous, and others want to get at the one who is praised. So this sort that happened, 3,000 years ago during the time of David, is also prevalent today in our workplace or even among, in our society, in our acquaintances that we know. So let's look a bit deeper about jealousy. What is jealousy? It is a feeling of resentment against someone because of that person's rivalry, success, or advantages. Okay, this is taken from Bible study tools. For example, somebody was promoted in your company. And that somebody is now a director and you are somewhere mid-level management. And before he was promoted, he was like you, your colleague at the same level. And then, why am I not promoted? Why is he promoted? I have been at a job longer than him. I have put in more hours of work than him. But that other person is promoted, and I'm not. So, and you look at that person with hatred, resentment. You're not happy that he is up there. Jealousy. Yes? So what does the Bible say about jealousy? 1 Corinthians 3:3, there is among you envying and strife and divisions. Are ye not carnal and walk as men? Talking about believers here, you know? There is envying, strife, and divisions among believers. Are ye not carnal And are you not like non-believers? You know? James 3, 14 to 16. But if ye have bitter envying and strife in your hearts, glory not and lie not against the truth. This wisdom descendeth not from above, but is earthly, sensual, devilish. For where envying and strife is, there is confusion and every evil work. So, in Proverbs 14:30, envy is the rottenness of the bones. So clearly, if we envy a person, if we are jealous of a person, it is a sin. Now, the Bible have very terrible things to say about being envious, being jealous. So, who is your jealous soul? Who is your jealous soul? Who are jealous of you? Boss, colleagues and staff, relatives, friends, acquaintance, etc. Many people out there, they can be jealous of you. How can your boss be jealous? He's more senior than you. You report to him. How can your boss be jealous? Yes, it happens. All the time. Yeah. Colleagues and staff, of course, we understand. If you're promoted above your contemporaries at the workplace, your contemporaries will be jealous of you. Your relative friends and acquaintance, your friend sees you driving a big car, living in a big house. He, smaller car, small flat. Why? Why are you favored and I don't have the advantages that you have? Why are you benefiting from all these things and I do not? Even though I put in double the amount of work than you, I'm smarter than you, perhaps, but you have all the advantages, you have all the benefits, and I don't. So how do we deal with jealousy of your soul? How do we deal with people who are jealous of you? First, give God the glory and do not exalt yourself. Don't think, oh, I am now director, I have this, I have that, because I am good. I work hard, and I have reached a high status because of my own strength, because of my own intelligence. Don't do that. Give God the glory and do not exalt yourself. Continue to walk close to God and do His will. Yeah? And if you are working at a place, and people are jealous of you, even including your bosses, yeah? Maybe it's God's will for you to leave the employment. Maybe it's God's will for you to continue at the workplace despite the jealousy. Always turn to God and seek God's will. What is God's will for you? To stay on or to leave despite jealousy at the workplace? But do not exalt yourself in front of other people or your colleagues. I will talk about that more later. Seek wisdom from God. Always give credit to your boss for the support and guidance. Success is due to colleagues' cooperation, not just yourself. Success is due to staff who work hard, not just yourself. So many a times, when people are jealous of you, it's because they see you as selfish. They compare you and I. See, look, now you are in a position of high status, high advantages compared to me. Are you prepared to share your advantages with me? Are you prepared to share your status with me? I'm lowlier than you. I work harder than you. I deserve what you get, but I do not. So how do you mitigate jealousy from others? You give credit to others. for your own promotion, for being exalted to a high post. You give credit to your colleagues for their cooperation, that without them, you will not be able to be promoted. You obtain this promotion with the help of many of your colleagues, your staff who work hard, and it is a teamwork. So there's a lot of wisdom that comes in when you are exalted, when you have advantage and benefits. Be humble. Give credit to others. Next, are we jealous of others? Yes. Now we are talking about ourselves. Are we jealous of others? We are jealous of another person for his, her big house, big car. Yeah? We see our friend driving a big continental car, living in a big landed property. We, small Japanese car, and maybe a small flat. And then we wonder, why is he favored and I'm not? Why has he greater advantages, greater benefits, and I don't? Has he worked harder? I put in 7 days a week. He puts in 5 days a week. I am really at the grind, 24/7. My boss emails me late at night. I have to answer all the emails. Does he have that? No, he's the boss. He doesn't have that. So why is it so unfair? So there's hatred. Why is he getting the advantage when he doesn't deserve it? There's a sour feeling. You're not happy with the person who have the advantage and the benefits. En bloc sale, very common in Singapore now. Oh, so-and-so had a windfall because his apartment went through an en bloc sale. How come I don't have en bloc sale for my flat or my apartment? Why is he so lucky? I'm so unlucky. And when he has or she has an en bloc sale, I'm unhappy. How come I don't have it? How come he had it? I feel wretched, unhappy. His or her children's academic results. They go to good schools. They've got many A's from the A-level results, and they're going to a higher institution. My children, not so many distinctions, a lower institution. Sour feeling. Even comparing children's academic results and institutions. Career achievement and salary, I've mentioned earlier on. Unhappy. Someone is higher up in his career, having a bigger salary, and you are not. Church service. That is a source of strife and jealousy as well. Yeah? So-and-so is well-respected in a certain, holding a certain church position. How come I'm not? How come everybody, how come the congregation is so, he's so popular with the congregation and nobody knows me in the church? Sour feeling, etc., etc. We resent the achievement of another person and feel that we deserve that achievement or more. We are unhappy. We are unable to be happy for the good things enjoyed by another person because of our jealousy and discontentment. So, if you look at Saul's jealousy, you think, no, he's bad. Saul is bad. He shouldn't be jealous of David. But look at ourselves. Saul's story of jealousy is what many of us go through as well. in this day and age. Human nature doesn't change. We are the same. We are souls in many respects. Yeah? So how do we overcome our jealousy? How do we overcome our jealousy? We pray to God for forgiveness of our jealousy. Yes, I think at the root of it is our sin. Jealousy is one of the many sins. And sin, if we are in sin, we have to pray to God for forgiveness of our jealousy. We have to overcome that, asking God for forgiveness and repenting of our sin. That is the root cause that we have. We are sinners, and jealousy is one of many sins that we experience. And to overcome that, we need God's forgiveness of our jealousy. And then, going forward, the practical steps to rejoice with those who rejoice. Apply to rejoice with those who rejoice. Romans 12:15. People who are promoted, people who are living well, are you able to rejoice with them? Or are you sour because they have all the benefits and the advantages and you don't? If you are unable to rejoice with them, that's jealousy. Count our blessings and be content. Godliness with contentment is great gain. Yeah? We may be not as well off. We may not have the same advantages, may not have the same benefits as many people, but we must be content with what we have. God has given us basic things. Good health and strength, a place to live, peace, and we must be content. Contentment is great gain. So, yes, it is important for us to be contented with what we have. And if we are able to be contented with what we have, we will not be jealous. It's always an issue about comparing with somebody else. So-and-so is younger, less experienced at the job, got promoted. I am more experienced, I'm older, more senior, not promoted. That his promotion is no good. Why should he be promoted? Jealousy comes in. He should not be promoted. I should be promoted. Jealousy. Of course. Yeah? There is always also the issue that the person doesn't deserve promotion. Yeah? There's a bit of a distinction here. That truly that person is not fit to be promoted, but due to some reason he was promoted. Yeah. And the reaction to him would be, yeah, he is not that experienced. He is not that good at his job, and yet he gets promoted because, you know, sometimes in the company there is favoritism, that sort of thing. That reaction will be different. It is not a sour reaction. It is based on merit. Your reaction will be, look, objectively, he's not good enough. And yet he's getting promoted. The reaction is different from jealousy. Right? So in that case, you know, it's not jealousy. I'm talking about jealousy, where you feel sour against that person. Where you feel that, no, There's a certain kind of resentment, hatred, because he's got an advantage. I recall, you know, my own observation when I was working many years ago in a company. My colleagues making reference to another colleague in a very unhappy way. So-and-so bought the sale at Marina. You know the condominium called the Sale? Very prestigious condominium at that time. Everybody is trying to buy it because it has very good investment value. Going forward, the price is going to shoot up. That's what the analysts predicted. And then a colleague say, so-and-so bought the Sale at the Marina in a very unhappy tone. Why should my colleague be unhappy when another colleague bought the Sale? He's bought the Sale, I didn't. He is going to make good investment, I'm not. That's jealousy. Right? If it's not jealousy, that colleague will be saying, I'm so happy for him, he bought the Sale. Such a good condominium, such a great view, and a good place to live. Rejoice with those who rejoice. If there's no jealousy, that would be the reaction. So, we have a lot of such anecdotes. I'm sure you have experienced it or observed it even in your circumstance. And people who are unhappy because others have advantages and benefits. So I would like you, in groups of two or four persons, consider these questions. What should we do to overcome our own jealousy? What should we do to overcome our own jealousy? What can we do to mitigate jealousy of others? And then, perhaps we have a round of personal sharing. So I'll give this time to you, about 5 minutes, for you to discuss two questions. What should we do to overcome our own jealousy? What can we do to mitigate jealousy of others? And we can have some personal sharing then. I think this is a very good point raised, because even among siblings, one will do better than the others, and there's comparison, perhaps even jealousy. The Bible is very clear about this. Owner of land, when he goes off to a faraway country, he gave a worker 10 talents, another worker 5 talents, and a third worker 3 talents. Not fair, not fairly given. Some 10 talents, some 5 talents, another 3 talents. And then when they produce the work, it's also different. Those who have 10 talents got 10 talents more. Those who have fewer talents produce fewer talents. Different. And then are they going to be jealous of each other? No, I mean, not necessary. That parable of Christ shows that our capability, our ability to have advantages and benefits are different. We cannot be all the same. You have 10 talents, second child 10 talents, third child 10 talents, fourth child 10 talents. It's not like that. Christ gave us different amount of talents for different people. And that's in the Bible. And we cannot be jealous of each other, because that's nature. That's how the Lord provides to his people. We are different. And the expectation from the Lord will be different. If you are talented, the Lord has given you a lot of talents, the expectation from you is higher. If you are less talented, the Lord's expectation of you will be lesser. He is not going to expect saying, oh, how come your production is so little? The other person with higher talents produced much more. Why are you not producing the same amount as he did? The Lord understands. You are given less talents. You are less capable. And the Lord is pleased, even though your production is less than the one who is more capable. So, do not be jealous. God looks at you differently. Yeah? Just because you can't earn as much as the other person, your elder sibling, God will look down on you? No, no, not at all. You look at the parable of the talents. God will still be pleased with you for what you have done. And that's what is important, our life on this earth, is to please God, not to please man, right? Yeah, I'd like to talk about this third point also about myself. Years ago, again in my company, we had a new team of top management people, chairman, board, everything, complete change at the top. And we went for this retreat. Whole company went. And some of us were picked to present certain topics. And I presented. And the new chairman was there listening to everybody, making a presentation. And after my presentation, many people were very happy with what I said. And they praised me and the accolades, and the MC was also saying so-and-so spoke very well. And the chairman spoke to me. And of course, I was very pleased with myself. Yeah. But I did not know that that was the time that I was going down. Why? My boss was jealous. Yeah? I wasn't very wise then, I suppose. And I was, of course, at that time, chairman and I became quite close because he got to know me, I got to know him, we spoke. And first lesson I tell all of you, do not be too close to your boss's boss. Do not be too close to your boss's boss. That is not wise. And so suddenly I found a lot of work coming my way. Yeah? Work that doesn't concern my basic responsibility. New work come my way. And of course I carry on doing the work, new responsibility as, you know, a good staff is supposed to do. Your boss give you work, you do it. You don't ask, is this my responsibility or not? Yeah? That's not the thing to do. But it keeps coming more and more. And of course, there's a feather that breaks the camel's back. I say, I can't do it anymore. This is my notice. Hand it to my boss. My boss says, of course I know you leave, because how are you going to do all that work that I gave you? Cats out of the bag. The boss wants me to leave. He keeps on plying me with more work. Why? I was not a bad staff. I did what I was told to do. I was too close to the boss's boss. I did not give credit to my boss. The boss was threatened. He thinks that I'm going to take over the boss's job because I'm so close to the chairman. Jealousy. So, something I learned in working life, things that they don't teach you in school, or the university. Yeah, you learn through the hard knocks in life. So this is my personal sharing. So I say now, with the benefit of hindsight, whenever you are exalted, promoted, you must give credit to your boss and your colleagues. Yes, because many will be jealous. And you must share the glory with other people and say that without them, you know, you will not be able to achieve what you have done. Such is the way with human nature. So we must be able to learn from lessons in the Bible, human nature, and how we be wise as serpent and harmless as dove. Let us pray. Loving Heavenly Father, we praise Thee and thank Thee for Thy loving kindness to us. Thou hast preserved us at our workplace. Thou hast kept us safe from the disease. And Thou hast given us many good things. Promotion, good salary, a good home, and many other benefits. So, loving Heavenly Father, we pray that we be as wise as serpent and harmless as dove. That when we are exalted, when we are praised, when we are promoted, we remember other people. How we would also share our promotion, our credit with other people. That they will also feel that they are considered, they are also part of the promotion and credit. They also play an important role in all these credit and in all these promotion. So let us be wise. Let us study the Bible and not just acquire head knowledge, but also to understand the teaching that God is teaching us. How we apply in our own lives on this earth to be wise, to be humble, and to love others as we love ourselves. So forgive us our sins. Many a times when we are promoted, we think it is ourselves only and gives no credit to others. Forgive us, Lord, because it is Thee who has promoted us. Promotion does not come from north,